If you're looking to dive into the world of family entertainment business, but find yourself dazed and confused by the challenges of evaluating a current business as an opportunity, or if you're ready to dial up the profitability of your own business, then this podcast is for you. Own and Run Family Fun for Profit podcast will explore the ins and outs of the family entertainment business. Tim Murphy, the CEO of Boomer Parks himself, is joined by a fantastic lineup of industry professionals and insiders that will share their expert insights and advice. So here's your host, Tim Murphy.
You know, at the end of the day, there's so many new attractions, so many new things coming along. And then frankly, if you talk to a lot of folks that are in the industry, there's, you know, we're going to augmented reality, we're going to virtual reality. There's always new games, new attractions to put in. But at the end of the day, none of that matters. Some of it's fads. You know, there's a lot of different things that have come out in virtual reality. Some work, some don't. Augmented reality, I do believe, is the future and where we're heading in an entertainment space. But it's not right where it needs to be today to really make your park as strong as possible. What you really need to do is say, instead of going to conventions and saying, hey, let's get the latest and greatest thing that's out there, you don't know whether it's going to be a fad or not. You got to be able to step back and say, is this only for a short time? Can I really make money out of this attraction? Is it really going to add to my park in any way? If it is, great, that's good. You have to take chances, put things in. But frankly, folks, I put in two attractions the entire time I've been in charge of Boomer's Parks in Irvine, California. We put in a few arcade games. We now have added more arcade games just recently as part of our design and what we're doing. But we really haven't added that much, but we made the parks better. And that's what you've got to be able to do, is create great guest experiences at your parks. If you focus on that first before thinking about adding new attractions, that's where the opportunity is. You make a great experience. Smile to your guests. Talk to your guests. Communicate with them. You're going to get to see regulars, and you're going to get to see some people that have only been there for the first time. At the end of the day, you need to make your park experience great. That means not just you, but your team members have got to do this too. From food and beverage, to retail, to arcade, to your attractions, to the front desk. Walking through the door, how are you greeting the guests? Are you taking care of them? Did you take care of that park? If you make the experience great, guests will come back. They'll remember it. I think I always associate with Disney. I worked for Disney for 6.5 years. It's about having a great experience. You don't see trash anywhere. You see the place taken care of. Things are not falling apart. Do they add new attractions? Of course they do. They have to do that with millions of people going to their parks. But if you have a small family entertainment center business that you're working with, you really have got to just say, you know, I've got to step up my game and make the park look great. Do I need to add new attractions to draw people? Sometimes you do. If you haven't done it in years, and I've been to a lot of family entertainment center businesses, and they haven't been done in decades. But the bottom line is, focus on the attractions that you think will stay there for a long time. Virtual reality came out as a buzz. Everyone wanted to do it. And there's only a few companies that do it well. So, you know, everyone's coming out with something new and unique, but can you get high throughput out of the attraction? Meaning you're going to get a lot of people through that attraction over a period of time, or does it take 10, 15 minutes for one person? And then you know, add up the hours. People are getting onto a ride, off a ride. You know, you're probably only going to get 4 or 5 people through an attraction if you do it that way, and it's going to cost you lots of money. Look for things with high throughput. Arcades have high throughput. Game's over, play the next game. Game's over, play the next game. If you bring in new attractions, it's got to be enough that's going to have high throughput, that guests are going to go after, something you can really market, put it on your social media, do it on your website, let people know, do interviews on it. But at the end of the day, like I said, in 3 years' time since we've owned Boomer's Parks, we put in 2 attractions. Attractions we've owned, we just put them in because we had space to do it. At the end of the day, did that really help me? Did it really increase the guest at that park? Frankly, no, it didn't. But you know what? We did put it in and we utilized assets we had. Now, if you're going to conventions and you're looking at different attractions, look at things that will not only add value to your park, but you're going to have some high throughput. And it's going to stay there for a long time. There are a lot of fads in this industry. Ooh, latest and greatest. Everyone wants to jump on the bandwagon and do that thing. Yeah, really look through it. Do a return on investment. You have to do a return on investment of every attraction you buy. I've worked with another facility where we had 7D rides. It's like smoke comes at you and fire at you, heat and lights and strobe lights and the ground moves and everything. It's cool. But could you get enough people through that attraction? People are not just going to line up one day after the next and it's going to pay for itself. Really pare back and say, what's my attendance on Monday through Thursday? What's my attendance on Friday through Sunday? If I'm really going to fill it, am I really going to fill it? You're not going to fill attractions all the time. Be realistic. So when new things come out, you really have to look through and say, can I get high throughput out of this? Is it going to increase my check average? Am I going to be able to do more with this, or am I just adding something to spend money? Because a lot of people in the industry just spend money. They go out and they'll spend $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million for an attraction. Are you going to get an investment back? That's the thing you've got to look at most of the time. So there is new things all the time. And that doesn't mean you should not try them. But really think about the business approach. Do I get a return on investment? And look at the numbers of people. The owner of some of these attractions will say, hey, you're going to fill up 10 hours a day and you're going to fill up all the seats or whatever it might be in an attraction. You're not. It's not going to happen that way. That's not the way the guests come in Monday through Thursday and Friday through Sunday. You know, you have to kind of look at your day parts and say, my first part of the week, don't even plan on anyone really being on the attraction. Maybe you'll get it used a few times. But weekend, am I going to make it enough money on that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And will I really fill it? You're probably not going to. You know, you're probably maybe 50% of the time, 30% of the time of a new attraction. And so if you have that as a type of throughput, is it worth it for what it costs you? If you can figure a good return on investment, you can see some good history, maybe at another park someplace in virtual reality, augmented reality, even arcade games. Take that in consideration. Do your research. Look at the attraction. Does it have good throughput? A lot of times it doesn't have a good throughput, and new attractions are just a fad. So you really have to look at the differences between what's a fad. You can look at the same thing if you were to bring in food into your restaurant. Is this new item something everyone's going to want? At one point, there was a health craze in our industry that everyone, oh, we should bring in salads. We bring all these healthier foods. But produce spoils and it goes bad. If you're not selling enough, you're not going to be able to get the return on investment in them. And so find out from your guest. Do little samples. Don't go full bore into something. Does this make sense if it's a food-related item? Try different things. Bring different things in. Can I get a good return on investment? That's always the number one thing as a business owner is look at the return on investment of any attraction, any food you put in, any arcade game. Am I going to get value back out of it? There's definitely some winners out there. Definitely some things that you can go after. But one of the highest square footage I make is on my arcades. That square foot of that machine makes me a lot of money because people will come in, congregate, play, try to win prizes. Arcades are always great. But when you're looking at another attraction that's new, are you really going to get the throughput like you would with an arcade? Probably not. You have to advertise it. You're going to spend more resources on it, more time and effort to try to make sure that thing, that attraction gets used. And if you don't spend the time on this, that's where you may fail. You know, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of companies go bankrupt in this space. So you've really got to be willing to say, yeah, I've done my research. I know what the attraction is going to be. Good return on investment.
That's it for today's episode of Own and Run Family Fun for Profit. Head it over to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing, a $15,000 private VIP day with Tim Murphy himself. Be sure to head on over to ownandrunfamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim Murphy's gift and join us on the next episode.